Well, good morning, Saints of God. This is Ty Moore, once again, bringing you your online Bible school with Grace Institute. And we are live in our week two of our Monday morning's edition in application of the kingdom of God. Applications of the kingdom of God. And what do we mean by application? We mean we know what the kingdom of God is, but how do we live it? How do we do it? You know, one of the things I was thinking about this morning, meditating on this morning about the kingdom of God is that, you know, we need to take time and read the word of God. You know, we need to take time and fellowship with God through the word. Amen. And sometimes just, you know, like reading through the Bible, because if It's not that the application will come by just reading the Bible, but the app, you know, what it does, reading the Bible or listen to it, you know, in your ear. Listen to it while you're driving from place to place, or when you exercise or doing housework. Listening to it, what it does, it familiarizes you with the laws of that new identity that you live by. So the more you hear of the new way of living, the new way of thinking, I believe the Holy Spirit will take that and begin to reveal, congeal the ways of the kingdom so that you and I can live them out. Because see, if you don't understand the words of God according to the kingdom of God whereby you and I live, then more than likely what's going to happen is that you're not going to be able to be expressive. You're not going to have the confidence. You're not going to have the assurance that when you step out by faith, you know, to on the word, that this can be done. Well, the more you hear it, as we said in Romans 10:17, so then faith come how? By hearing. And hearing how? By the word of God. So the more we hear the word of God, just through, whether it be through just listening, let's listen to the Bible. Don't try to retain knowledge. Just listen to it, because the more you listen to it, it will get inside of you. It will start sticking to you. It will start building a memory, new memories on the inside of you. And therefore you'll become strengthened, because why? Whatever words you're listening to, as Proverbs 23:7 say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you are hearing, constantly hearing the word, and it's going into your ear, guess what it's doing? It's strengthening you. It's enabling you. It's empowering you to do what? To do something that you didn't think was possible. But because you give yourself to the attention of listening to the word. So I believe, you know, one of the applications, besides what we were sharing with you last week, you know, because I was just meditating this morning before I came on, you know, my own time and whatnot, is that, you know, just putting the Bible, that's what I do. I put the word in my ear, the Bible, and just go through the New Testament. Or I may take an Old Testament book, you know, like the book of Genesis, the book of Exodus, Numbers. I, you know, especially Exodus, I constantly listen to it. Why? Especially the first 14, 15, 16 chapters, because it talks about their experience of where they were, how God delivered them, and it has some similarities to our deliverance that we have received through Christ Jesus. And so, I just wanted to put this out before you or whatnot, because sometimes you say, I don't know where to start in reading the Bible. Well, to me, I would say start in the New Testament. And if you start in the New Testament, I mean, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is not the New Testament, but it's good to just to either start in the book of John or start in the book of Luke, or if you want to start in the book of Matthew, that's good. But, you know, as you go through these four gospels, and then enter into Acts of the Apostle throughout the rest of the Bible, or from Acts to Revelation, what you're doing, you'd be amazed of how much word you can retain just by listening. And then once you've done that, go back and listen to it again, and again, and again. And then as the Holy Spirit leads you, whatnot, he may lead you. I want you to meditate in the book of Psalms, the book of Proverbs. Then what do? You put it in your ear and you begin to hear. And then when something sticks out to you, whatnot, you can shut that off and begin to feed on that. Think on that. Amen. And this is, I'm just trying to show you part of application of the kingdom of God is you becoming more familiar with the words of the kingdom. Because if you're not familiar with this new life, this new identity that you have on the inside of you, then you're not going to be able to, you know, to be led by the Spirit of God. You're not going to be able to easily obey the prompting of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because you're not familiar with the new law that you and I live by called faith. So the new law that you and I live by is faith. And so you have to be able to feed on the word. And again, feeding on the word is like listening here to this podcast, or, you know, feeding on the word again. Take the Bible itself, put it in your ear. Well, you know, we didn't have that back then. Way back then, you know, the closest we ever had was a cassette tape. You know, and we had all these tapes in a little case, you know, playing the Bible, you know, I would go from one place to the next place with my little cassette tape player, playing the Bible, listening to the Bible. Look how far we have come. You used to have to put a little cassette thing on, tied around your waist and put your little things in your ear, whatnot. Now we don't have to do none of that. Now we can just have it in this phone, put your little AirPods, your earpods, or whatever, and you go. The convenience for us to grow in the grace by faith is so convenient for us now. Amen? And so if we really want to learn, there is nothing that will hinder or keep us from growing in this grace by faith. And so I want to say good morning to you. Thank you for joining me. This is week two of talking about applications of the kingdom. And I want to go back to Matthew chapter 6 and look over here in Matthew chapter 6 and look over here at verse 24 today again where we left off. And I gave you various application in dealing with the book of Hebrews by faith. Let me just say this to you as we move on into this. Great emphasis, I will put more, you hear me putting more emphasis up on faith. And the reason why I'm doing it, because faith is the only response in obtaining all of God's grace, whether it be for finances, whether it be for a healthy marriage, whether it be for a healthy body, whether to overcome a situation or crisis, it's going to have to be by faith. Amen. Because that's the law that we live by. We don't, according to Romans 3:27, we don't live by the law of works. It says that that the law of work has been, you know, exceeded. And it says by what law? By the law of faith. And so why? Because Christ is the end of the law. And so the new law that Christ has given unto us, it's not actually new. It's what God destined. It's what God used from the beginning of time. God used faith to create the heavens and the earth. God spoke things that came forth from him. Well, we are speaking things that come forth from us according to that new identity that is on the inside of us. Are you following me? And so notice this. In Matthew chapter 6, and notice this, as we look here at verse 24, it says, no man can serve two masters. Well, that's a quotation there. But what is that telling us? It's telling you you're going to either love the one, hate the other, or despise the other to do the other. So you have to make a decision that, you know, understanding my spirit has been born again, is sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So I don't have a problem there. The problem is going to come with my heart. It's going to come with renewing my mind. That's where, making the decision. And once you make that decision that you're going to renew your mind with the word of God so that the applications of the kingdom of God can be made known in your life, it's a continual basis. Every day, sometime all during the course of the day, you have to renew your mind, remind yourself that my heart is set, my mind is set, that I'm going to follow the will of God for my life. I'm going to follow what the Word of God has already made available to me. And that's the reason why just listening to the Bible on tape is so important, because what it does, it helps you to familiarize yourself with the new identity that you have. It's not just like a new car, just like a, you know, if you bought a smart TV or whatever, the more you read the instructions or you listen to them, the more you become familiar with how it functions. Well, the more you listen to the words of the kingdom, the more you're going to become familiar with when you hear the word of God or a crisis come up. Well, guess what's going to come up? That identity, that the vocabulary that you've been building, words that you've been building of that new vocabulary, the ways, the identity of it, you're going to begin to start partaking of it. You're going to begin to start thinking out of that way. Why? Because that's all I've been listening to. And again, that's why Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you are what you think. So that means whatever you put give your attention, give your energy to think on the most or whatever, then that's where your body is going to go. That's what I mean by your body can't go where your mind is not already going. Because whatever you give the most attention to, that's where your body's going to go. That's where you're going to, you know, you're going to live out that situation. But notice this. So we know that no one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one and despise the other against another. He said, you cannot serve God and mammon, deceitful riches, money, possession, or whatever you trust in. So we know the mammon that he's dealing with is talking about money. Is that right? So if we know that the mammon that he's dealing with, that he's talking about, is money, then that's what it is. So, you know, what things that we would do to serve, you know, to walk with God, you know, with money. You know, you got to have money to do what? To fulfill the will of God. But therefore, we can't go after the money and, you know, make the money be our top priority. No, God should be your top priority. Because why? It's not your plan, it's his. So when we talk about application of the kingdom, okay, then it's not on me to possess what I need to make sure that I can do what God called me to do. Let's just think about an ambassador from the United States to wherever, Pakistan, Africa, China, to wherever. Well, when that ambassador goes there from the United States, that represents the United States, he don't provide anything of his own. It's the country that's backing him provides everything that he needs so that his quality of living or quality of being will not be affected just because he's in a different place. Well, that's the same thing about you and I. We're in the earth. And notice that the scripture says, let thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. So regardless of what part of the country we are in or the world that we are in, if God sent me to a country, then it is up to God to make the provision for me to do what? To continue to function as where I come from and where we all come, heaven. One third of us is full of heaven. And so we are functioning from heaven. We're not functioning from the earth. We live in the earth, but our function, our call, our identity is from heaven. And heaven is within us. And so we are looking to live from it. So regardless whether you live in the United States or whether you live in Asia, if you live in Africa, if you live in wherever you live on the planet, notice this, we are all ambassadors on the earth for Almighty God, carrying out an important destiny are an important plan in life so that His glory can be made known in the general areas where you are. So you see, if the kingdom is going to be demonstrated, it's going to have to come through a person that believes. That's you and I. So wherever God has destined your life and put you in certain places on the earth, it is so that the glorious light of the kingdom of God can shine forth through you. But you got to change your mind. You got to renew your mind to think in that light. Because if you're in a remote area, whether it be in the United States or wherever you are, you could still be in remote areas where it doesn't look like church. You know, nobody will come to church here, or nobody wants to come to church there, whatnot. And you get to the place and say, well, how can I have a church, or how can I have a vision or carry out what is in my heart if I don't have the money? Well, I mean, that's all of our cry. But then once you begin to learn about the kingdom and understand, it's not up to me to make the provision. It's not up to me. It's up to Him. I am to answer the call. And whatever the provision that is needed so that I can be all that He called me to that nation, to this people, to this area, whatever it may be, then guess what? It's not going to be because of my smartness or my brilliancy. No, it's going to be because, number one, it was the grace of God. Or should I say better than that? It was the will of God from the foundations of the world. Number two, grace made it available that the plan that God put in place from the foundation of the world will not be hindered. Number three, I have to be the one to do what? To be educated, spiritually speaking, by feeding on the word, sitting up under anointed teachers, mentors, and etc. to do what? So that I can grow. And once I'm grown, then the Spirit of God can begin to start talking to me, leading me, guiding me. What is it doing? Spiritually prepping my my soulish man, renewing my mind, strengthening even my physical body, depending upon what I'm called to. My physical body needs some type of exercise, some type of strengthening, what? To carry the glory of God for a long period of time. This glory of God is waiting. And it's just like a man in combat, you know, he has to be able to wear, you know, this particular armor. And then plus with his backpack, you know, he could be loaded down with 80 to almost 100 pounds just with the backpack and the protectors that he has on. And not only that, but what about carrying one of the soldiers that may have fallen to rescue? That's a proper training that the body have to go through as far as well as mentally. Well, what do you and I may have to go through? Mentally, we have to renew our mind with the word of God. We have to be strengthened. Why? Because what you're going to see with your natural ears, see with your natural eye, hear with your natural ear, it's enough sometimes to put you in fear. It's enough to cause you to draw back. But if you are constantly feeding on the word, give yourself quality time listening to the word, studying the word, then when something, an assault, an attack shows up, you won't fall apart like a $2 suitcase or 10 miles of toilet bro. No, you're gonna grab hold of yourself. You're going to say, okay, in the name of Jesus, this is not what the Lord showed me. Then you're able to rebuke the assault, the infliction that the enemy is trying to use, the tactics that he's going about trying to use. Why? You are an ambassador representing heaven as an ambassador that represents the United States. Someone touched that ambassador from another country that represent, even though he represented this country, everything behind that man or woman, this country is behind them. You harm them, you're going to get the full brunt of everything that the country that this person represents behind. It's the same thing about the kingdom. We represent heaven. We got ministering angels. Oh my. God has given us ministering, and they noticed it. Those ministering angels, when they are here to hearken to the word of God. So when they hear the word of God being spoken, they're here to minister to you and I as the heir of salvation, to help us, to assist us. Sometimes in things that we can't see that's coming against us or whatnot, forces that are trying to block us, they are there because our faith in trusting God at his word is at work, and they are keeping things away from us that's supposed to take us out. Something we don't know anything about, but because we know our angels are on charge, just like Secret Service is protecting the men and women that's in office. Well, I'm telling you, you got ministering angels. Just because we don't see them, they are out far and above doing what? Protecting our legion, protecting our stance, to make sure that what God called us to, we can carry it out without fear. Glory to God. So you see, it's not the money per se that you need. I said all of that to say, it's not the money you need, even though we know we have to have it. But what I have to have? I have to have God. I got to have my trust that if God called me to this, I'm fully convinced that what God had promised, God is able to perform. I just got to be there as the mouthpiece of God with the body that God has given me to show up. And whatever provision, manpower, whether it be, you know, whatever help I need, then guess what? It's going to show up. Whatever finances I have need of, I believe it's going to show up. May not show up in when I want it, but it will show up right on time. Amen? Because God is never late. Are you following me? We just got to have the gusto to do what? To stay in the race, fight the good fight of faith. Fighting the good fight of faith is not a fight that you lose. It's a fight you win. It's already won. You're looking in the book, the word of God, and you're drawing from the word of God to make your stance. And notice this as we go to verse 25, he said, I tell you, and this is out of the Classic Amplified, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life. That right there, you know, that's what we sort of stopped off when we was talking about this. What does it say? Therefore, I tell you, therefore means, okay, let's see what it's there for. Therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy. And I tell you what, that is not an easy thing to do. Because it's in all of us, how we're going to make it. And we think as the older we get, you know, when am I putting enough money away? Do I have enough of this to put aside? And, you know, can I do this? I mean, we're always constantly, our mind going, we're trying to figure it out ourselves. Well, saints, as a believer, you don't have to try to figure out your way. God has already made way for you. You have to use the faith that he gave you to stay in the lane that he called you to run. And every provision that is needed is in that lane. You will run to it. God will see to it that you run up on it. Amen? Watch this. So he said, therefore I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what about, you know, about your body, what you should put on. Is not life greater in quality than food, and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? I mean, God, what does he simply say? I know that you have need of these things. But stop being weary about it. Stop being anxious about it. So stop watching what someone else is doing. Stop listening to what someone else is doing. Pay attention to what I have for you. Pay attention to the plan that I destined for your life. And let me tell you, that's not an easy thing to do just to say, I'm going to shut this off. I'm going to shut that out. I'm going to follow the will of God for my life. And I believe every believer destined in their heart wanting to do that. But then when you begin to see the requirement, think of the rich young ruler. When he began to see the requirement, his heart wasn't right anyway. But we can use it as an example to show, good master, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? And you see, he wouldn't honor Jesus as God. He wouldn't honor Jesus as one, a higher promise, prominent of himself. He looked at himself as being above the Lord. But because of his wealth, because of his influence, good master, what must I do? He was actually saying it in a prideful, arrogant way. And Jesus, Jesus told him, obey your father and mother and do not steal and et cetera. And he came back and he said, and you can look at this in, Mark chapter 10, 6, 17 through 23, all these things I did from my youth up. He said, what is it that I lack? Matthew's account. And Jesus said, if you be perfect, meaning if you be mature, if you have the maturity, the integrity to follow me, okay, then sell what you have, give to the poor and follow me. And the Bible said he went away sad at that saying. I mean, he was grieved at what Jesus, not about honoring the father and the mother, he was grieved at what he had. His money, his wealth, his inheritance had a greater hold on him than the words that Jesus spoke to him. Now, before you, toot your horn or whatever, that's valuable. Because, the Lord will have to really do work in all of our heart to give up your inheritance, to give up what has been given to you, whatnot, and say to follow, and the Lord wants you to follow him. Well, that's not easily done. Even we know for the rich young ruler with the wrong motive he had. But when you put it in the right perspective, how many of us will be able to just do that? Now, eventually, we probably will come to that place. But this young man here, it wasn't about him following Jesus. It was about him trying to show up Jesus. And when Jesus told him what to do, he said he went away sad. And notice here, he didn't obey all the commands of God. Because what is it? Romans 3:23 say, for all have sinned and fallen short. Well, Jesus hadn't gone to the cross yet. So we know that this man already had flaws, just like all the rest of us. But he wanted to look like that he was okay. So he broke the first commandment and didn't even realize it, which was idolatry. His money, he idolized his money, his possession, more than he did the word of God and didn't even realize. That's why the Bible said Jesus loved him and said, okay, if you be perfect or mature, go ahead and sell what you have and follow me. He didn't even realize that what Jesus was asking of him, that he was going to multiply back. See, because if he had the heart to follow Jesus, if he had the heart of willing to lay everything down just to follow the Lord Jesus, man, you can't lay something down and follow the Lord that he would not give back to you in I don't know how many fold. We all like the 100-fold. But we shoot for it. But those folds come back to you according to the measure of your heart. Sometimes people receive 30-fold, some receive a 60-fold, some receive a 100-fold. It is all based on how you, the stick-to-itiveness that you have to stay with the word until it produces a 100-fold. Everyone doesn't receive the 100-fold because we don't stick with it. But you can. And so when we talk, so when Jesus told him if he be perfect and, you know, to follow him, the Bible said he was grieved at that saying. And then he talked about how hard it was for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. It didn't, Jesus not against riches because he himself was rich. Look at the wealth that came to him after he was born. Of 2 years of age, and these wise men come to the place where Jesus was. They bring in gold and frankincense and all. That entourage was not just three wise men, it was three men. But notice this, the entourage, they tell me that it was like hundreds of people that were there to bring gift to the Lord himself. So my point to you is that, you know, you cannot outgive God. You give, you make yourself available to say, I'm going to live out what God called me to do. Then guess what? You have just put God in position to make sure that all the provision that you have need of, things that you desire, even that you didn't even ask for, God himself just want to use somebody just to bless you because of your act of obedience, because he just loves you. You'll get to the place of where you're so blessed and just say, Lord, why did this come to me? I didn't ask for this. He said, well, because I just wanted to show you I appreciate you, I love you. And I know you like stuff like this. See, the Lord will do that. When your heart is not in trying to run after the riches, trying to run after. No, your heart is running after God. Your heart is making sure that the plan of God on earth is executed in the manner that he desires. It's an honor. Think about it. It's an honor to know that God wants to use a faulty man like me to carry out an important message of grace and faith. He gonna put his most important lesson of life and put it in my hand, put it in your hand, and entrust us with it. Oh, I'm not saying I've obtained all, but I'm telling you, I'm growing in this grace, learning to be to the place where it says, therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life and what you should eat, what you should drink, or about your body, what you should put on. He said, is not life greater in quality? He's talking about the Zoe life, the God kind of life. Man, when you be it full of God, everything material, mentally, whatever it is, it will be ministered to you. And then verse 26, he said, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor gather in the barn, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much more than a bird, or much more than they? And the answer is yes. Why did God use the bird? He tried to use because they have no weary, they have no worry, they have no anxiety. They have total trust in their creator. And I'm just saying that's why he's putting this here. If God will take care of the bird, they don't sow nor gather in the barn. I tell you, we go about all these different things and trying to sow, trying to gather this, trying to gather that, and put this away, put that away. And I'm not against that, but I'm telling you, we put more emphasis on ourselves than we do on God himself, who has called us. We answered the call. We answered the salvation call. And therefore, because we answered it, well, we no longer belong to ourselves. We belong to him. And we are called to do what? To live out the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, it's powerful. And I know, look, it's a lot that I'm saying here. And I'm telling you, it's just like, you know, you say, well, how can we live life like that, knowing that we got the job, we got the children, we got activities, we got events. I get it. But you have to ask yourself, what is it that God really put in my hand to do, and what is it that I have added to myself? God desired for us to be married, right? If you desire to have children, right? Well, we know that's a priority. So that priority would be, especially if you have young children, to do what? To teach them. Your spouse, you know, you to fellowship with each other. Well, we know that's the first priority before you can obtain any ministry, okay? God not going to have you saving the world and not be able to minister to your own first, especially when you got small children. Amen. So you want to take heed to that. But the point I want to make to you is that if you put your trust and your faith in a Savior that you and I did, but continue to put your faith that the same way I received the Lord Jesus by faith, by speaking word, is the same way, therefore, I'm to live in him. Through the confession of my heart, my mouth, and the belief of my heart. Amen. Well, we're going to pick this up again tomorrow, because we can't, I don't want to add too much more to this or whatnot. What are we doing? We're talking about applications of the kingdom of God. And so what are we doing? We're just giving you an illustration of the, that you and I can demonstrate walking out the kingdom of God. And let's just recap quickly. First of all, we talked about putting a Bible, that you may have in your phone or whatever, put your little ear pop in, let the Bible play. You know, we roughly basically talked about starting with the gospel. You may start with the gospel, John or whatever, or you may just start with the book of Acts and just go through the book of Revelation, then come back and start with the book of Matthew and go back through the New Testament again, just listening. Just listening. What are you doing? Retaining knowledge. Just listening. Just listening. Just listening. As you listen, your heart is going to pick up on it. It's going to pick up on it. It's going to pick up on it. And then you'll hear yourself making a phrase of a scripture or something come up. A decision has to be made, and a phrase of a scripture that you've been listening to will come up. Then you know that's for you to go back now and say, you can ask here, where is this scripture, that phrase, say this and that in the Bible? You go back and look that up and study that out. That would be your answer to the concern. That would be your answer for you to keep moving forward. Amen. What I'm teaching you application, how to walk out the kingdom of God every day. Not just the great, you know, we want to see healing. We want to see the eyes, blind eyes open. Yes, all of that's fine. But what about your life every day? The disciples didn't do open blind eyes every day. That wasn't just like people were healed every day. It was like living the life. It was like feeding on the word. It was like being around like-minded people so that you could keep the faith. Amen. Glory to God. I'm about ready to start again. Well, look, my time is coming gone. I want to thank you so much for being a part of our online Bible school. I did miss Friday. So today would be an offering day that if you decide that you want to partner with us or you want to sow into this anointing, just to have part of understanding of the truths that God has blessed me with. And you can grow in this grace and walk in the favor of God and begin to see things in your life turn around in every which way. So it's not that you're giving to God to make God move. God has already moved on your behalf, but your giving, it puts your heart more at trusting him. It puts your heart more of paying attention to him. And so we desire your gift, and if we have ministered to you spiritually, then we desire your physical gift or whatnot, so that you can communicate unto us, that we can continue to do the things of the kingdom and make our lesson on a, put it on a broader scale. we can take the message of grace and faith on a broader scale, which you'll see we can do it together. Amen. So I want to thank you so much for being a part of this. And as we always say, until the next time, may God's best and his favor be with you. We love you now. We'll do it again tomorrow, God willing. Bye-bye, everyone.